The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I command? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, listens to my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house, who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood came, the river burst against that house, but could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who listens and does not act is like a person who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, it collapsed at once and was completely destroyed." The Gospel of the Lord. You heard me talk a lot about the importance of listening to Jesus, listening to the Lord, that part of our prayer shouldn't be only us talking to God, but there should be a silence time when we can listen to God, when we ask God to speak to us. We can listen to God also as we read the Gospels. That's when Jesus is talking to us as he talked to his disciples at the time he was down on earth. But today's gospel brings out a good point. It's great that we're listening, but if we're not doing what we hear Jesus is asking us to do, then what's the purpose? Obviously, Jesus speaks to us so he can direct us, so he can tell us what we need to do in certain situations, so he can guide us on the way to eternal life. But a lot of times, we do not do what he wants us to do. And there's different reasons why sometimes we disobey, the voice of God. First, I think to listen to someone and obey them, you have to have a trusting relationship with them. As long as Jesus or God is something mentally we think about, something we believe because of doctrine and teachings, then Jesus is not a real person to us. And we can't trust them. We need to see Jesus as a real person, just like he walked this earth. That he's a person, the more we get to know, the more we can trust and do what he's asking us to do. A lot of times, we don't listen to Jesus out of fear, because as we heard 2 Sundays ago with Peter, when Jesus said, "I should go to Jerusalem to suffer and die," and Peter said, "No, Lord, you shouldn't go there." But then Jesus said, "Peter, you're not thinking as God thinks, but as the world thinks." A lot of time we're thinking or we base our what we should know, do or not do on human wisdom. But God's wisdom is different than our wisdom. God knows what's best for us. God's purpose is not for us to be just successful in this world. God's will and desire for us is to get to heaven. And then what God asks us sometimes to do the things the way he wants us to do them is because that's what his goal. We think about things of this earth. I want to get this job. I want to get a, better house. I want to get married. I want to find a job. God looks at the bigger picture, our salvation. What he's asking us to do, its purpose is to get us to heaven. And sometimes we don't look for the big picture. We don't look what's down the road for us. A lot of times what God asks us to do or Jesus asks us to do is difficult. It's not easy. It takes sacrifice. It takes commitment, just like God asked Jesus to die on the cross. And we're afraid to make that commitment. We're afraid to take that path. We choose what's easier for us to do, what gets us by. If we don't do what Jesus is asking us to do, then we're not really doing much. We're listening, and in a way, we're disobeying God because we know what he's asking us to do, and we're saying no to it. So let's trust in God. Let us put his words into action in our lives so that one day we can gain eternal life.